This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Yeah, in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Much appreciation to our guy, Darius Foljam, DFG. If you're looking on the YouTube, you may not see Lopez, and that's because he made a joke about the rain and Darius cracked him.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he's gone. Rest in peace. No, I'm just playing. He's right here.
Right here. What the hell are you talking about?
You did give him a talking to out there, so that's what took so long.
I appreciate the text line.
I had to
line.
Show him a thing or two.
You're like, hey, here's the secret. Here's the secret. Make sure you use this to go win.
You had
win.
To show him a plea or two.
Oh, man. Fun talking with our guy. Somebody made 631. Go get that belt. 281. Does that knowledge in nursing, like anatomy, help in boxing? That's a good question. We'll save that for when he wins. We'll talk to him
How
again.
Do you not pull for that guy?
Yeah.
I mean,
you got to. He's just a cool dude, man.
Yeah. He is. And so May 30th, I know I'll be watching. In fact, we might need to do some where we get outside and maybe watch it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. We'll talk through that. A little bit more from the 713. Shout out to Houston. Said, y'all should have asked him how the female nurses get down. I heard some things. Hey, man, you don't need to ask him.
A damn thing.
Buddy, you live in Houston. If you have not figured some of that out yet.
And honestly, with all the females that work in that field, they probably looking at him like, we got one.
You know
Yeah,
it.
He was
oh
the man.
Gosh.
He was walking through there. They probably like, fresh meat.
Shout out to Kix Rocks, who also said he watched a video of Derek. KO someone with a liver shot. Oh yeah, no, he's got some power, man.
He knows anatomy.
He's got some power. So yeah, excited to see what he does there. But all right, well, we were talking about the various things that the NFL, the spring meetings voted on, or that the owners voted at the spring meetings on, after tabling some of those things. One of those, by the way, that did not get done, it was tabled again, was actually a thing that I was talking about earlier, which was getting Roger Goodell's pay raise in there. They went ahead and said, like, actually, no, we are not going to handle it.
Tabling it.
Which I do wonder, just ask, do you think that's something where that might have been stipulated upon them getting push over the line?
I don't know
Any way, shape, or form? Or what is the percent chance that those things are some way intertwined?
I don't know about that because there were a lot of owners that obviously didn't approve.
10 of them. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that maybe they're just sort of like, hey, Raj, I want you to sweat a little bit here. See what else you can do for us.
Yeah, maybe so. Or did it have anything to do with voting for the change in the schedule or change in the home field advantage?
Now that one I could maybe buy because they want to expedite these things and make more money.
Yes, they want to have those week 17, week 18, you know, games that are still mattering for position, and then that helps them when they go to sell the new TV rights
the
next
the
time the deal
game
comes
schedule.
Up. 100%. That is all absolutely the case. But one of the things that they voted on, got done easily, was approving NFL players to go and play flag football in the Los Angeles 28 games, 2028 games of the Olympiad, is the way that I should say that. And so I think that this is kind of a way to have the billboard for the NFL. Hey, look of our players and the first opportunity to get out here. But regardless, let's go ahead and do a little draft. Let's see if we can put together a team for ourselves, and I guess we'll do a three-team draft here, right?
Three-team draft, and I'm going to – I just logged in to ChatGPT.
Why?
Because I'm going to see who would win these games that we draft.
ChatGPT don't know ball.
Well, apparently, according to them, they do.
Of course, according to them. All right, so
Serpentine draft, who's going to go first?
That's always the problem. That is always the problem.
Want to do rock, paper, scissors?
No.
Yeah, I'll rock, paper, scissors.
How is that going to work?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
All right, y'all both says I'm out. I'll get the third pick.
Ready? Say it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
What is that?
It's a gun. I win.
Oh, I'll go first. I'm going first.
I don't know. The gun does work here.
You're like, what is that?
Yeah, you did cheat. You got second pick.
Cheater. I am going to go with Lamar Jackson.
That is, he feels like he is like the best quarterback. Well, I think he's the second best quarterback for this, actually.
Figgy, you're next.
I think he's the second best quarterback.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with Kyler Murray.
That is the best quarterback. I was hoping
I thought you was going to pick him.
I was really hoping.
I mentioned him last time.
I was really hoping that you would not think about Kyler Murray.
Who are you going with? Seven players, by the way.
That was the one that I wanted so bad. Like, I was like, I got him.
Now, you don't have to pick a quarterback.
I know I don't have to pick a quarterback, and I probably shouldn't because you guys aren't going to go for a quarterback now. And I think that I'm going to go. Oh, this is tough because I'm trying to think, who do I want? Bleep it. Let me just go with Justin Jefferson. Like, just go with Jay Jettas, mm-hmm. one of the best wide receivers. I think he has.
Now it's Serpentine, so you pick again.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. So with that being the case, also I got to circle back. Let me think. I kind of want to get a running back here just to add mm-hmm. in, to get somebody that has that mobility. Because, again, I'm leaning.
This is pretty good.
No, because, and I've been just debating how much I want to tell you what I'm going for. Mm-hmm. But I think the thing that I think of when I think of flag football is more the agility, more
that
quick
twitch.
Yeah,
it's not like real football. Yeah.
So, like, someone like Derrick Henry, I don't want him at all. Absolutely not.
Nah.
Like, I don't view him nearly as that
same. You ain't got a tackle.
That same wiggle, right?
Yeah, like, you just got to grab.
I don't need you to run through, folks. In fact, I think that's probably antithetical to what we are trying to do here. So I want those guys.
Hey, clock is ticking, buddy.
That I know have a lot of wiggle.
He about to lose his draft.
And you know what?
Like Minnesota.
Yeah. I kind of just want the guy who might clear a guy. So give me Saquon.
Okay.
It's not quite exactly what I was thinking, but I have Jay Jettas and Saquon.
All right, Figgy.
I'm going to go receiver. I'm going to go Tyreek Hill.
Ah!
I know he's a little older, but I think he'd be perfect with flag football.
I'm starting to wonder like what the Jets on him is looking like.
I'm going to go with
He is a little older, but I feel like he'd be a beast at flag football.
I'm going to go with Jamar Chase.
Oh, Chase is probably better than Jettas, in fact.
And Christian McCaffrey's got that wiggle.
Mm.
Got that wiggle.
Man.
Yeah.
I just wonder does the health at all change in this?
Hey, ChatGPT is going to tell us.
Does the health at all change with him in these circumstances?
Biggie?
All right, I'm going to go Bijan Robinson.
That's the other one I was thinking about. And? Oh, I put my Jamar Chase and Christian McCaffrey on your team by accident. All right, so your turn. You got two picks.
Oh, are we?
You.
Did we already circle back?
We're going to circle back.
I will go ahead and get my quarterback here, and I appreciate what was this, the 281 for agreeing with me. Again, I'm thinking of these dudes that are kind of little also in a way, like you mm-hmm. think about that kind of strike zone in a way in order to get down and grab them, mm-hmm. the dudes that move around. Give me Baker Mayfield, low-key.
That's a good one.
That's a deep dive.
That's a really good one.
That's a deep cut.
And this is the thing. If we're leaning on ChatGPT, I don't know if they're going to give me my credit
there. Hey, they know everything.
There.
You get to pick again, by the way.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. All right. Let's see. I got me my running back.
Mm-hmm.
Got me a quarterback. I need me some more wide receivers and or tight ends here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where this is going to be. That would not be a good decision if I – you know what? Actually – give me my white boy. Lab McConkey, baby. Come on down. Let me get that Lab McConkey.
I like that pick. Figgy, you got two.
All right, so I'm going to go.
No, you got one.
Yeah, I got one.
Yeah.
I'm going to go a little defense, man. I'm going to go Darius Stingley Jr.
I had him on my list.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
That's a really good call.
I had him on my list. I get two now, I think. And I'm going to go. Ooh, I need to get something big time here. I'm going to go. Ooh. Ooh, ooh. How about you had Bijan already?
Yep.
I'm gonna go Brandon Ayuk. And then I'm gonna go Micah Parsons.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's where I'm like, I think I want to see if I can find a speed rusher
mm-hmm.
who can go and pull these flags.
Mm-hmm.
But then also I like that you're getting these corners. I feel like guys need to play both ways. And Jahmyr Gibbs is a good look. Mm-hmm. Whose pick is it? It's Figgy's pick at this point.
It's my pick, yeah. I think I'm going to go Nico Collins.
Okay.
He does have he's smooth.
I need somebody that can burst right past you.
Right down the field.
And you get another one.
No, Reggie.
I'm in the middle.
Reggie, I'm in the middle.
Yeah, you're in the middle.
Somebody said, I can't believe Reggie's questioning ChatGPT knowing ball. My team might suck. That is fair. You might say that, but I don't trust ChatGPT to know ball. You know what I mean? I don't think they're thinking like me on the next level. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's four-dimensional chess. I'll take Travis Hunter. I just haven't seen him at the level yet, though. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the thing is we're at this level.
He can play both sides of the field, though, man.
He can't play both sides. He has the speed. He has enough.
Now, do that count for two picks?
No.
No, you got. Oh, that's right.
Hey,
no,
man.
No,
that's two not. Picks. That's two positions.
No, it
man.
Does not.
You get another pick.
Okay, and this is my final one. I need to get my edge rusher. I need to get somebody who I like off the edge with a little bit of speed. And you already took Micah, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
That's tough because I was about to go right there. Let me see. Who do I want? Give me Jared Verse.
Who?
Jared Verse.
Oh, yeah. Jared Verse. Okay.
Who? You said who?
I get two picks. 2028 Olympics. 2028 Olympics.
Don't do this.
No, you're picking, and then I get two.
Don't do this.
All right. I'm going to go Myles Garrett on this one.
Oh, wow.
He is still fast.
He's fat. He's super fast. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And?
It's your go now.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go.
You finish out with?
I got Myles Garrett on the wrong
place. See, now he don't mess up the teams just because of that.
I did not. 2028 Olympics. Tank Dell.
Okay.
Mm.
Tank Dell.
Oh, man. See, somebody said when tackling doesn't matter, I'd have fast corners and safeties on defense. And that's probably a good point. Just like have those have those safeties. And they don't have multiple speed rushes on 7-on-7. I got you. I want somebody who can get in there.
And
quickly.
My last pick, I'm going to go, you know what? I'm going to go Josh Allen. He can do everything. He doesn't have to be a quarterback. I'm going to have to be a quarterback.
All right.
Wholehearted.
You got two quarterbacks?
Wholehearted endorsement.
I do kind of like the idea of having two dudes that can throw the football, though. Like, you can get out here with some trick plays.
All right,
last pick,
Figgy.
Oh, last pick.
I thought we were up.
No.
Oh, I got
seven
more.
Players.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, I got one, two, three. Yeah, but I got six.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Trevon Diggs.
I like that one.
Trevon Diggs is a good look.
And now your last pick.
Can I get another wide receiver here that wouldn't I don't have anybody who's like actually a cover guy.
Okay.
And so give me Surtain.
Patrick Surtain. All right, talk amongst yourself. I'm going to play Figgy against Reggie, and then the winner will play me in the championship game.
I should okay. Look at this guy. The confidence of this one.
I know.
I think I'm already regretting going pass rusher instead of like a really good safety.
Yeah.
Like somebody who could kind of ball hawk, but then also maybe come up and grab flag. Mm-hmm. Somebody that has that kind of vibe.
You know, and a lot of times they have the double throws in flag footballs. You can have two quarterbacks.
They do. Yeah. Some other names that came up on somebody mentioned DK. The only thing I have a question with DK, and I know maybe you could say that this is too old of a criticism of him, but I still think that he is more of a straight line speed guy than he is a guy that has that kind of, you know, wiggle, I guess, to continue to use that word there without finding another alternative. And that's, I think I want more of the guys that can break down in space and plant their foot and go a different direction.
We have a winner.
If they want.
Okay.
Jameer Gibbs comes in. That's a great great guy
to
consider.
Why didn't I think of him?
In all of this. Kevontae Turpin is one, mm-hmm. especially when you talk about the speed and the ability, like as a returner. We probably needed more like returner type guys. Mm-hmm. And I'm surprised that you didn't come with your Aggie guy, Achan.
Oh, yeah. that would have been.
Yeah,
a good one.
I was thinking. I honestly, I almost picked Waddle, Jalen Waddle.
Jalen Waddle mm-hmm. would have been fantastic mm-hmm. as well. All right, so you said a virgin from ChatGPT
has given us a winner. Here's what it says: this is an incredible matchup.
All right,
pure speed, agility, and explosiveness all over the field.
That's the idea.
And the winner is Team A, which is Figgy Fig, by a score of 42-35. Too much speed, it says. Tyreek, Bijan, and Kyler in space with Nico as a jump ball outlet is deadly.
Okay.
Deadly.
That's reasonable logic. Yeah. I can't be too mad at the chat GPT there.
How about that chat GPT?
There's a lot of speed on this roster right here, too.
Yeah, but will you beat the reigning champions?
And this is the thing. You mentioned it's 2018, and none of us brought up CJ Stroud here. And do you think that we missed out on not bringing up CJ, especially with, like, he has the ability to be an escape artist. He has. Yeah. We saw that, especially late in the season. And all season long with the way that the offensive line did not cover his backside or his front side, if we're going to be completely honest.
Yeah.
And so, especially if he decides, as he's talked about, maybe open up using his legs a little bit more, does he become more appealing as a guy in some of these circumstances?
Yeah, no, and that's fair, and he can run. All right, we have a result. And this is what it says about it. Ooh, now we're talking. That is an absurdly stacked flag football matchup.
All right, Chad GPT. Quit all the glazing, all right?
Every player in this one can dominate in space, and the quarterbacks bring highlight reel mobility. And the winner is Team B by a score of 40. That's me. Hey, talk to Chat GPT.
Yeah.
49-45.
See, I told y'all Chat GPT didn't know ball. Y'all didn't want to listen to me. You didn't want to listen to me. Now you see it.
High scoring game, 49-45.
Now you see what I was talking about.
Yeah.
All right, of the Texans, right, at least the current Texans, who do you anticipate being the best looks at this, right?
Tank Dell, if he's healthy.
Tank, Jalen.
Derek Stingley.
Noel. Derek was probably very good. Because, I mean.
He can close and get the ball.
Yeah.
Play offense. He's got hands.
Yes, he does. He does actually have hands.
I'm changing my mind. I think Derek Stingley above Tank Dell.
Okay, so if we're power ranking him, Tank is up there. Somebody said I should have went Jaden Daniels. That's a fair point. Mm-hmm. That is an absolute fair point that I could have gone there. Somebody said Stroud could get away from a 310-pound defensive lineman, but not defensive backs. Okay. I felt really bad that I did not pick up Kyle Hamilton. That would have been a good look as well. But okay, so. Of the guys on the Texans, we mentioned CJ as possible. Maybe Woody, depending on what he looks like at this level. That's something that we still remains to be seen.
Hey, Christian Kirk.
Christian Kirk, Jalen Noel are guys that would be interesting in the space. You mentioned Nico, and I mean, it feels like he just can do everything, so you can put him in there and feel confident about him. Are there any other guys that you go, he needs to be considered?
I would go with those. Kirk, Stingley would be really good. He should probably be on the team, to be honest.
We'll see what it looks like when we get a little bit closer. That's still 3 years away, what have you. So I imagine in the next year or two, we start seeing the guys that get considered in this way. But there you go. Excited to see what that looks like in years to come. But more importantly, excited to see what guys for the Houston Texans can put together to make it so that we're putting their names on there when we're moving forward. Kalen Bullock is a good name when we talk about Ball Hawk back there on defense. All right.
Chat GPT champions, baby.
Fly a banner.
Yeah, that's worth something.
He gonna run a banner up there like when the Colts put up there the AFC championship content or participant.
I'm gonna get a ring.
All right, dog. Whatever you say. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next is typically the time where we hand things over to Chat GPT runner up Figgy Fig for Figgy's mixtape. What you got for us?
Yeah, so this week, man, it's been a lot of line crossing, including Ryan Clark.
Oh,
did he cross the line? I think we should take him to court a little bit and try to figure this thing out.
Oh, here we go. We're back in the court of John Lopez. We'll do it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yep, it's the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. And first, I gotta give a special shout out to our guy B Scott. Happy birthday,
hey,
B Scott.
Happy birthday, B. Happy
Brandon born. Kyle Scott, baby.
Yeah, almost Barney Kyle Scott. shout out to Barney Scott, too, his pops.
Yeah.
But happy
Mr.
Day.
Barney Scott, with all due respect. Yeah, I want to put all that on there.
Officer yeah. Barney Scott.
That's exactly, 100%.
Yeah, the real B Scott. Salute to Brandon K. Scott. Happy born day to you. And before we go to court, just a little update on the Orleans.
Oh, here we go.
Paris prison update.
Okay, so, very good.
We got another one. Another one has been found.
So we're at five then, right?
Yeah, we have five currently.
They didn't get my guy, did they?
Nope. Right. I think we all good. Yeah. Our guys are still running these streets.
My guy.
I don't think this is a healthy way of looking at this.
Come on, you can
this
do it.
This man got horses. this man is at the Belmont Stakes.
I got the ticket in my hand. Come on.
Run. Yeah.
So the fifth person been caught, 19-year-old Corey Boyd.
All right, what did he do? How did he get caught?
I have no idea. I think they just caught him.
Yeah.
See, they got to let us know how they catch him, man. Yeah. Like, if you're going to be letting us
or
know.
Or where they got caught. Like, was he still in New Orleans? Was he outside the state lines?
Yeah.
Because it was somebody who got caught in the French Quarter.
Yeah,
like,
that was
no, that's a dummy.
You get out and go to the French Quarter.
But here's the thing. We might not know what he was trying to get out for, right? Some people, you imagine, they trying to get out to maximize the timeout. Maybe he just really wanted to hit
trying
the quarter one
time.
He was like, let me kick it one time and y'all can take me back.
Yeah.
One time.
That's actually, there's probably something to that.
I kind of respect that a little bit. Like, I don't think you should be roaming around and commit crime.
Yeah.
But
he was like, let me go get a blood bag real quick. Let me hit Lafitte's and then we back.
If you got 200 years already and you ain't getting out no time, go out and get a drink. Get you a hurricane.
They got Corey Boyd.
Corey Boyd, yep.
Yeah, come on, Linton. Linton Van Meer, come on now.
I'm still trying. I'm going and looking up, like, how did they get caught? Like, I want to see if I can find details.
Who'd you have again?
I don't remember.
We had the Groves guy.
That's right. Yeah, we did have Groves. Yeah.
And who'd you have? Both of you had
I had
Groves.
Derek Groves.
Yeah.
Who is still out. He's still
out here,
still
man.
In the streets, huh?
Yeah, maybe he might be in Mexico somewhere.
Let's go.
I don't know. All right, so it's been a lot of line crossing. Speaking of those prison dudes crossing the gun line, and it's been a war on the timeline a little bit when it comes to Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese. We kind of had that whole conversation. I want to say last year since LSU days.
Yeah,
but I think we got to put Ryan Clark on the stand, man. I think we got to put him on trial a little bit because. I wonder, did he take it too far here?
Okay.
So, RG3, we mentioned him.
He's on the people's court hits. Sorry.
So, we mentioned RG3 a little earlier, one of the greatest, was he in the top? He wasn't in the
he
top.
He wasn't, but I think that he should be.
Yeah.
RG3, that Baylor run was crazy.
Yeah, he would have been number one overall if it wasn't for Andrew Luck. But, yeah, so he decided to weigh in on the Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese thing. And this is what he had to say about Angel Reese pretty much committing that foul on, or she didn't even commit the, did she? No, she didn't.
No, Caitlin committed the foul.
Yeah.
Hard foul on a layup.
Here's his reaction to Angel Reese's reaction to Caitlin Clark committing the foul.
Caitlin Clark committed a hard foul on Angel Reese as she was wide open for a free, easy layup. Routine play. Every one of you that's watching has heard your coach tell you, hey, we ain't gonna give them no easy points, no easy baskets, no easy baskets in the paint, baby. So why do I think Angel Reese hates Caitlin Clark? It could be the fact that Aaliyah Boston had to save Angel Reese from ending her career. This is a steal shot. After the foul that Caitlin Clark put on Angel Reese, Angel Reese tried to hit her. But if it wasn't for Aaliyah Boston putting her arms in the way, Angel Reese would not be playing basketball anymore because she was going to sucker punch Caitlin Clark. Now, you tell me a time when you've seen somebody get fouled on a basketball court in a professional league where they tried to almost sucker punch somebody that they were friends with because of a hard foul.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, see, now I understand he have his opinion on if he felt like Angel Reese hates Caitlin Clark, like that's one thing. But yeah. I totally disagree with him. He feeling like Angel Reese was going to sucker punch her. Where did you see that?
No, I thought the first part of it was fine.
I thought that was accurate.
We mentioned it.
Yeah, I thought
it was
it
was a hard foul.
Yeah, I thought that was fine. And if you want to say if you want to say she hate her,
yeah, he took it. Yeah, no,
the part that bothered me was she was about to sucker punch her. Mm-hmm. Where did you see that
at? No, I agree.
I did not see that because if you watch a lot of NBA games, you never see anybody's sucker punch now in 2025.
Yeah.
They usually get up and act like that. I felt like Angel Reese was acting like she was about to do something.
Yeah.
She wasn't about to do nothing, man.
I mean,
where did you see a sucker punch?
No.
There's that. On top of it, there's two more points that I would like to, object to. Is that the court,
sure.
Terminology here? First and foremost, here's the still. Come on, dog. Yeah, still photo still, guy? Still,
I'm with you, yeah.
Like, I hate still photo guy because stills can be massively misleading.
Absolutely.
In any circumstance, right? Yeah. And whether it's proves or disproves my point, I try and stay away from stills if there's other options. And we have plenty of video of that. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think... Here's the still. It's crazy. Yeah, on top of that, never in her basketball career, we've seen people punch.
I'm with you with that,
Draymond is still playing to this day. Like, we're not going to... That was not, even if she did get out there and punch Caitlin Clark, unless Caitlin Clark was no longer with us after it, she was going to keep playing basketball. So we might have been reaching a little bit, brother.
But his first part is fine.
No, that's totally fine.
It was a hard foul by any gauge.
I mean, even if he won his hot take to be, I don't think she like her.
Yeah. Okay.
I just felt like I felt like the reasons he gave wasn't really there.
Yeah.
Because he really didn't say anything. He said, "This is why I don't think they like each other because Boston tried to hold her back." That's not the real reason, but
yeah.
All right, but that was one part of the evidence. Now here is Ryan Clark. I had to throw that in there. Here's Ryan Clark responding to what RG3 had to say. And I want to know if he took it too far with this.
And so now, if you're RG3, when is the last time within your household you've had a conversation about what she's dealing with? You haven't been able to do that because in both of your marriages, you've been married to white women. You haven't had opportunities to have those conversations to educate you on what they're feeling, what black women deal with, what they're seeing when they think of a young Angel Reese, and the whole time that he's mimicking Angel Reese and bobbing his head and moving his neck while he's doing this whole piece, his wife is in the back amening and clapping. And so to me, it's just another situation that now this young lady has to deal with. When I worked with RG3, he would make all of these sort of corny jokes about milk and how much he loved it and how important it was.
Is that the corny counter?
He always points out on social media the color of his wife's skin. As if the color of her skin is what makes her special. As if the color of her skin is what makes her a good wife. I've met the lady. I've had a conversation with her. Right. I think she's more than that.
Now I had to cut all of that down because he said he was talking for like 3 or 4 minutes. But that was the part that a lot of people were really offended by. That he brought his wife and his family into the conversation when RG3 was clearly just talking about on the court. And to kind of sum it all up, this is what RG3 had to say in response to Ryan Clark.
There's been a lot of buzz, a lot of conversations about my sports take that Angel Reese hates Caitlin Clark, which was purely based in basketball. But I think all of you know there's a line in life that you just simply don't cross. Wives and children are always off limits. And Ryan Clark has sprinted past that line. Ryan Clark didn't like my sports take that Angel Reese hates Caitlin Clark. And that's fine. It's okay. It's part of the game. Sports media, I'm going to have an opinion. This person might not agree with it. That person might not agree with it. But what you don't do is turn around and personally attack me and my family just because you don't agree with a sports opinion that is purely based off the sport. I didn't make it personal. But what that really shows is just how low of a person Ryan Clark is.
All right, so this goes back. I'm not even going to talk about that second part, or I could, but that's not what bothers me the most.
Okay.
What bothers me the most is what's bothered me my whole life and bothers me today and will bother me until the day I die.
I'm very intrigued as to where you're going.
And that is when certain people think a culture or a race or a person has to look and act and work at and be a certain thing based on their culture, their look, and their personal life. I can't tell you how many times growing up, and this is maybe a little too serious for this segment, I can't tell you how many times growing up, I was supposed to be something because of what I was, and I refused to be that. And I think Ryan Clark made the biggest mistake in the first part of that when he started intimating, and not even intimating, pretty much saying very strongly that RG3 doesn't know because of what he is now. I'm pretty sure RG3 has been black his whole life. I'm pretty sure RG3 has had a lot of black women in his life. And that's where Ryan Clark is guilty as charged in this court of Lopez.
Okay. I think the one thing I will say when it comes to like the wife portion of this is it does feel kind of a little funny, though, because RG3 is very forward about talking about not just talking about his wife, because that would be one thing, talking about the color of his wife's skin in particular, and that the fact that she is.
That's what he is now.
Right.
But that's what he is now.
And Milk, by the way, Milk was trending.
Yeah, it was.
But you get my point? Like, just that's what he is now. That's what he's embracing now. That's what he talks about a lot now. But to sort of, you know, just put him in this box that because you are that now, that you don't know? You kidding me? We've all grown up. There's three minorities in this room.
There are.
We've all grown up with, oh, you can't be this because of that. What?
Yeah. I think the other thing, too, is I feel like Ryan Clark, I think if he would have made this clear from the beginning before he said anything, he has something personal against RG3. With or without this.
And you know, the reason here I am defending him, I'm not even an RG3 fan. I don't like a lot of the stuff he does.
Yeah.
But that right there, that where Ryan Clark went, is just dumb.
I think if Ryan Clark would have said from the beginning, like, man, I don't care for this dude.
Yeah.
Then I think it would have made sense. But he, his like statement on the whole Caitlin Clark thing, Angel Reese thing, he buttoned it up a lot. But then it kind of threw it threw everybody off when he just kind of mentioned his wife and all the corny stuff he did, where it's just like, what did that have to do with the sports take?
What?
He could have just said, hey, this dude is corny. I never did care for him. We had issues at ESPN when he was here. Then I felt like it probably would have made a little more sense that you personally don't like this dude.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing that's tough with all of it, because RG3's wife comes into this because it's, I think Clark is trying to use it as a window into, because he did mention, like, you know, things that were said when they were working together, which obviously that is very vague. But for Clark, it's probably relatively specific. And it probably, at least I assume that what he's doing is speaking to RG3's views on race in that space. And that brings us back to Angel Clark and Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. I just made him into one person, and all of the conversations about it. Because it is racialized within there. Like, we're very uncomfortable saying that because there is a racial aspect of it. And that's part of why it's gotten as hot as it does. Like, we were just talking to Darius Fulgham, right? And he was talking about kind of the animosity and things that happen before boxing fights. One of the things that happens or that has happened to the dawn of time with boxing and pugilism in general is just these things have been sold off of, like, the animosity of race.
Sure. No,
Magic and Larry. There was an undercurrent of the animosity of race. And so, like, these things happen, and especially in our American society, it ends up being an undercurrent because in the world of sport, those kind of animosities have popped up. So I think he was trying to speak to the undercurrent of that. I think it is fair to say, though, that it was not handled with, like, the most aplomb necessarily when talking about RG3. Look, but RG3 also did the thing where he was talking about it and then tried to back up.
It just seemed like it was personal for Ryan
Clark.
Well,
it was. No, it
because, like,
was,
if I said that exact same thing, like, he can't pull the whole, oh, your wife is white card.
But here's the thing. What you just said, literally on Friday, was it Luke Morrow and I had that conversation last Friday about, you know, the Angel Reese or maybe it was Monday with you. It's all coming together. When I said this is bird magic and there is that undertone, I don't deny that one bit.
Sure.
There is an absolute undertone here of race or culture or whatever. What I'm saying is it takes a lot of nerve to say you don't know because you're married to a white woman. When that guy has been black his whole life, and I'm sure he's got some stories from Killeen, you know, and all this other stuff that he's grown up with.
And I know he has some stories from Killeen. Yeah. I think, and also, it is fair.
And he also have a white baby mother, too.
He does. Yeah. He does. And that obviously complicates it in various ways as well. Someone did point out that when RG3 was making those points, and this is what Ryan Clark was talking about, I think it's the idea that it might have been intentional that he had his wife there.
Oh, sure.
Kind
There's
of in
animosity.
The back. And,
yeah.
And so, yeah, there is... This is a personal animosity on top of what is being discussed as possibly a personal animosity in sports. And so it all kind of works up there. We're not very good at having these conversations ultimately. Like, and when I say we, I mean us personally, sure. But everybody in general, we're not very good at having all of these additional layers laid on. Because there's another dichotomy here that we have not talked about, which is everybody's doing the Caitlin Clark, this is a hard foul. When a year ago we were doing the thing where the hard fouls on Caitlin Clark were evidence of people not liking
and
her
joining
the league.
And that speaks to your other point.
Like, we're just not good at all this.
Yeah. Right, yeah. It's silly, and that's what got me. He is guilty as charged.
And I also want to say, too, like, it's tough bringing up anybody's significant other, man. Like,
oh, right, yeah,
no matter what context it is. Hell, we saw Pusha T, Drake bring up Pusha T wife in a song, and it wasn't even like, I felt like it wasn't that bad, but it just took that one time, that one name to bring up, and then all hell broke loose. Mm-hmm. So I'm on the path of just don't even mention somebody's loved one. I just keep that out, man.
Yeah. I tend to operate in that way, especially in like in the abstract of if you know it's like, and of course I'm going to do the thing. Please bear with me. I think you'll understand what I'm saying when I say it. I understand that disclaimer is there for a reason. It's like when somebody wants to make an argument, brings up Hitler. We're not hearing anything else.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's
yeah.
it.
You know what I mean? Like, yep. The conversation is done.
Yeah, so, because a lot of people were saying, oh, he didn't say anything bad about his wife. It's the point, like, bringing my wife up can tick a lot of people off, man. Like, a lot of guys, if you bring up their significant other.
It's over.
Yeah, man. People, it's over. They see red, man.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it gets to be very difficult. Yes, everybody, I'm not doing, when I do mention Bird Magic, I'm not talking about the talent of the players. We don't have to litigate that. I think you understand what I meant. Ultimately.
Angel Reese ain't Magic Johnson. I know you got a couple of those.
Wait, who said we were saying she was Magic? I thought she was Bird. No, that is thing he's missing.
That's good.
I'm going to get in trouble. 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610. And somebody said, maybe Ryan Clark is just jealous of that croissant. Okay. Sure. Coming up next.
Oh, that croissant.
We get ready to hand it off.
Oh,
we're getting ready to hand it off to the fellas of the drive, Clint and Ron. We will do that next. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us all Wednesday long. Ooh, people got going there with the mixtape. There you go, Figgy. At the Figgy Fig on social media if you see something you believe mixtape worthy to send to the man. We mentioned that there was day baseball. We haven't really talked about the day baseball, and it's kind of for a good reason here. Astros down 5-2 at this point, top of the seventh. Jake Myers is at the plate, though, so you never know.
Hey,
One quick swing, and this might be a little bit less of a...
Is that Mike Clevinger pitching?
Is it Mike Clevinger? It is Clevinger.
No, it's not.
I was like, I don't know if it's Mike Clevinger. I wouldn't say that. But,
well, it's going to be at least three swings, not one. Bases are empty.
That's right. But, that game looking a little bit tough, especially with the way that the Astros have scored kind of in late innings, especially when they're in a deficit. Maybe. We'll see how this ultimately ends up. But it started with Hunter Brown. It was a Hunter Brown day, and typically that ends up being a good thing. But we did note, when he gets into day games, like the splits have it as, you know, not the greatest look for him. And that's kind of how it played out for him thus far in this game, where it didn't look all that great for him, and he is probably going to be on the hook for a loss if this thing completes or finishes out the way that it looks as of right now in the top of the seventh. That definitely isn't the worst of the news that the Astros got delivered on this particular day. Hunter Brown has still been incredible this year. I'm certain that he will bounce back. Someone who, at least in the very short term, does not feel like he'll bounce back as Ronel Blanco. We were talking about that earlier in the show. We actually got that in the first hour of the show.
Mm-hmm.
News that Ronel Blanco is dealing with elbow soreness, and so he returned home to Houston early in order to, you know, seek the advice of Houston Astros trainers. Mm-hmm. And this does not bode well now, does it?
It does not bode well at all. On this game, by the way, did you give the score?
5-2. Hunter Brown charged with all five of those earned runs.
So the day game thing seems to be real. We talked about that before the game started. And the other part of this is the Ronel Blanco thing.
Yes.
Well, you were kind of counting on a Hunter Brown win today. And I'm not saying it's over, but we are in the seventh inning, I believe.
We're in the seventh, top of the seventh.
And, you know, things need to happen for the Astros to get going here. You were kind of counting on that for a number of reasons. Number one, it's Hunter Brown, and you expect him to win. Number two, this Astros rotation all of a sudden looks like it's pieced together with tape. You've got Hunter Brown, you've got Fromber, then you have whatever you think of Lance McCullers Jr. at this moment, and then question marks. And that gets interesting, especially as the Seattle Mariners are coming to town.
100%, right? Like that, this is going to be the finishing off of this particularly difficult stretch of baseball for the Astros. And I mean, you're going to have to figure out what exactly you have or how you feel about Lance McCullers Jr. relatively quickly. Tomorrow, he's the one going for you starting off that four-game set versus the M's. And it'll be George Kirby returning from the IL that he faces off against. It'll be Lance Thursday. You mentioned Ryan Gusto Friday, Framber Valdez Saturday. And we'll see who the pitcher ultimately is on Sunday. And, yeah, man, you got two guys that you feel confident about baseball-wise as a show walks in and embraces Lopez.
Okay.
To make sure that this crosstalk goes better that we're about to jump into. But, yeah, the Astros.
That's what I was about to say. By the way, all great points. I think we totally agree.
He didn't hear any of those points.
I heard most of them.
No, you didn't.
But, like
that is the ultimate giveaway to you. I got most of it.
I got the gist of what you were saying.
All right.
But, I
can see it in your face.
I know Ron very well, but I don't think Ron knows me quite as well.
Why you say that?
Because he came in, put his arm around me, like, man, we're good, boy. We good, brother. You guys know this. I love that stuff. I enjoy that.
Do we have to do a post mortem? Is that what we're gonna do here? We're gonna break
it was
down
more
yesterday's
performative. I figured
you would All right. So
you know this. Mixing it up to me is I walk out that door and it's gone and it's fun.
All right.
Now get together.
You can attest to that.
For what it's worth, I don't think John Lopez thought of it 1 minute after.
Not 1 minute. Not 1 minute.
I don't think he.
All right, let's get together and hug.
Yeah, let's
hug it out.
Catch, man. He ain't worth. All right. Almost called me cussing again.
That's right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.